Welcome to the Edu All-Stars Podcast.
Hey guys, and welcome to our 97th episode of Edu All-Stars. My name is Todd Nesloney, and you can find me on Twitter at TechNinjaTodd.
Hey, my name is Chris Kessler. You can find me on Twitter at IamKessler. And guess what? It's summertime because this episode is going live in the summer. So, woohoo, go by the pool. So welcome, everyone back to the podcast. This week's podcast is sponsored by Miami Device. Miami Device is the premier EdTech conference in the nation, featuring many of the guests we've had on our past episodes. You can find out more about this can't-miss opportunity by visiting miamidevice.org. You can sign up for their November conference down in, guess where, Miami.
And as you listen to this week's episode, we encourage you to tweet out using the hashtag EduAllStars. We love seeing the conversations and hearing about the things that are sticking out to you. We are super pumped about this week's guest. This week we have Shayna Glass, who's an instructional technology specialist in Texas. She is a Google certified educator, a Class Dojo mentor, and a certified BrainPop and Symbaloo educator, among a multitude of other things. Thanks for coming on with us today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be with both of you guys. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, well, you know, the best place we always like to start is kind of learning a little bit about you. So how did you end up in education?
I ended up in education because my mom's a teacher. She actually teaches on a collegiate level, doctoral programs for public health. So I've watched her since I could walk, teach. I'm not going to say she complained, but I watched her educate thousands of students from their bachelor's all the way up to their doctorate. And it was inspiring. She kind of wanted me to become a doctor, but I just did not like blood. So I actually went to school for art, and I did my internship in my bachelor's during my bachelor last year of my bachelor's degree at a museum, at the Baltimore Museum of Art. I went to Morgan State University, and I was hooked because they had me working with kids, and we went into the inner city schools, and the flip of their faces and how they were learning, and it was blended. You weren't just learning about art. You were learning about the artist. You were learning about the time period, the history. I wanted to teach. The area was a little rough. I'm originally from Texas. So I came back home, and I jumped right in, started at a charter school, and nothing was provided. Nothing against charter schools, but nothing was provided. I had no clue. But I was in love. The kids, they soared. I didn't see it like they were immature or too young because I started in first grade. And I gave them any and every opportunity I could possibly think of. I didn't limit it to a book. We had a pen pal from China my first year. It was nuts. I didn't, who knew, you know? But you don't limit their opportunities. So I kept pushing. And then my next year, I jumped into a public district, and I went to Aldean, and it blew my mind. Who knew? I went from a classroom that was the size of a walk-in closet with 22 little kids to a classroom with windows and a door and outside. I was amazed, took the opportunities, and it was a math, science, fine arts magnet, and they believed in integration. At least that's what I was told. And I ran with it. That was my heart. Everything about me screamed math, science, art. I integrated every day. I took them beyond that and kept teaching and loved it, loved everything about it, to the point to where just about 2 weeks ago, I took my yearbook from my first year teaching. They had what they called a college signing day for the high school seniors. And they were my first group when I came into the district. So I promised them when I went to school, when I started teaching, I promised them. I said, you guys are going to be superstars, and I'm going to come back and get your autograph. And I went. I took a kind of like a half a day, and I went with the yearbook. and I got them to sign the yearbook.
That's very cool.
They were freaking out. I mean, their faces. They were like, "You kept this? Oh my gosh!" And I said, "And don't sign on your face." you know, and I was like, it's kind of, I don't know, I'm not going to say petty, what is the word? I was giddish. Yeah. I was, you know, and just, they were successful. They were screaming where they were going to college. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like I'm that old, but yeah, I was, Michael. You know, that's why I do what I do. And I tell all of them, I mean, for the last 10 years, every group of students, I'm following you. It's kind of like Twitter, but not virtually. I am following you. I'm your support system, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I did leave the classroom last year, and it was a little I knew that it was time for me to move, but I didn't realize how much I was going to transform. But I still connect with those kids. I still communicate with them. Edmodo is wonderful because mm-hmm. I've been using that the last 3 years. They still use it as a form of communication, and I can still stay in contact with their parents, and that's why I teach. That's how I got in, and that's what I'm doing.
I'm going to go back to kind of transferring outside of the classroom. What were kind of some of the challenges and kind of the hardest things to do during that transfer? Like, what is so you had to leave behind? Yeah.
Letting go. The transformation of teaching. I don't have a classroom. I miss those my student moments. You know, these are my kid moments. And getting out of the teacher role. No one, you know, I told my leadership team on my campus this week, because May is very interesting as a leader. I told them this week that I wish there was some sort of manual or handbook on the going from the classroom and the challenges of a leader, because you know, you miss all of those things and they just come at you. There's all kinds of obstacles and okay, wait a minute. You know, the conversations, as a teacher to teacher conversation, it's a lot different as from a leader to teacher conversation.
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm not the principal. Thank goodness. I mean, no offense. No offense. I'm not the principal, but I am a leader. And you're seen differently. You're not seen as that teacher anymore. The challenge of how to communicate. Mm-hmm. I left my campus, the campus I was on for 10 years, and I went to a new campus. And so all new people, all new personalities, working with a brand new leadership team, you know, adjusting, making connections. Those things were challenging for me. I feel like I'm a pretty good communicator. I'm very honest. I think I get from my mom that I like to keep it real. So I'm not gonna tell you how it is, but I'm gonna be honest with you in an optimistic way, I guess you would say. Right. I am a cheerleader. I'm a big cheerleader. I'm a big supporter of everyone. Someone called me. What is it? The union. What is it? Not State of the Union. There's a friend of mine who calls me like you are the one that brings everyone together. You know, it doesn't matter if we said no, not them. Yeah, everyone. It's not. There is no separation. I don't decipher. I don't
uniter. Decipher. A uniter.
Yes, I am definitely a uniter. Anything. Happy hour. Sure, come along. And they're like, no, wait a minute. you missed a memo. And I'm like, well, you're not great. You get to know them, you know. Everybody needs a break. That's how I am. And leadership is showing me that there's a balance. There's a balance in being that leader. But I'm trying to bring in a different mindset.
Right.
To the admin that are there and to the teachers that are there, because they seem to have a divide.
Right.
And that is a challenge. And I seek out people to help me to overcome that.
Well, Shane, I know that now that you're an instructional technologist or technology specialist, right?
Same thing.
What are some of the favorite tools that you like to use, that you like encouraging teachers to use, or what is something that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with this right now?
Right this second, I am obsessed with tech. I am obsessed, and you know, it's kind of hard to say just tech, but I'm obsessed with the way that I can communicate with tech.
And it's T-A-K, right?
T-A-C-K-K.
T-A-K.
Yes. I use tech. Well, I found out about tech from, I don't even remember where I found out about tech, but I remember, I can't think where I found out about it, but I enhanced my knowledge of tech from Refrons Davis.
Uh-huh.
I made it a point that I was going to see her session at TCEA. So I got in to see her. I registered in advance and I got in to see her. Don't tell anybody, but I snuck in a few friends. And she expanded my knowledge on how to utilize tech. And then I made it a point to let tech know, hey, I use this and I share this every single opportunity I get. And then they started to see how I started to use tech. And then they asked me to become a tech advocate. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Because now I really can boast on just how great it is.
So give me like the 30-second rundown of what it is. I don't even know what this one is.
Oh, my goodness. Tech is more for free.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
it's a little more diverse because it's not just for adult, for the grown kids. It's for the little kids, too. It's a Google app, so it is linked to you to sign in with Google, and my district is a Google district, so that's very helpful. But kids don't need an account to use tech. So they can actually create the assignment, and you can send you the link, and then you can view it, grade it, whatever you need to do, and it has a 7-day lifespan. So, you know, if you want to keep it, then you can re-tack it. Or, like I said, it's cooked to Google so your kids can do it too. They even have a chat feature, which, you know, you not necessarily you want to use kid, have kids to use that.
Right.
They do have that as a component as well. I use tech to communicate with my teachers all the time. Any and everything that I do. When I do things now, I actually blog using tech. So I actually lay out and write everything in tech, and then I embed it in something else. I love that they are linked with ThingLink, so you're able to embed lots of things
right
into the tech. So that's pretty much the 30-second rundown of tech.
What kind of things do you continue to do to for your own learning?
You know, that's really a really good question because I never thought that I would even be in this spot. I wanted to do my master's. I wanted to get a master's, and I really wanted to get my master's in art integration because my heart and soul is art. But then I started researching it, and I have to build that, and that was extremely challenging and overwhelming all in itself. And I talked to my brother, and he's very, like, sarcastic. And he was like, well, if you could get your master's in anything other than art, it needs to have the word technology in it. And I was like, shut up. He was like, no. That's where you go. And he's younger, by the way. He's younger than me. I want him to know that. And he was like, yeah, it needs to have technology in it. So I did a little research. I was like, okay, I mean, I guess I could do this. And my purpose, like my principal asked me, why are you doing this? I said, because I want to do this for my students. That's it. I'm doing this so that I can further understand how to do technology integration for my kids. No idea about a technology specialist, none of that. In my district, that was not even a concern for me. And I flipped my room as I was doing this program, literally. Started with the parents and buy-in before school even started. And I always tell people that. I let my parents know ahead of time what I need. And so that when the kids, before the kids come for parent orientation, they know. So I did this program. And then they were like, you need to get out of the room, classroom. And I was like, no, no, not in front of all my students. Get out. It's time for you to go. Come on. And someone convinced me, and I applied. It got a little icky. But I jumped in, and I said okay, and I became an instructional technology specialist.
Very cool.
Well, now, Shane, I know you work a lot with adults and getting them to use different tools. So instead of asking the question of, you know, how do you motivate those unmotivated kids, how do you motivate adults to try new things and step outside of their comfort zones?
How do you I am a cheerleader. I am a giddy cheerleader. I am always in your face. And if you ask anyone on my campus with a camera, because I'm capturing, I want them to be able to see themselves the way I see them. I want them to be able to see just how great they really are. Why the kids are looking at them the same way I am. And I may be in there really with my mouth gaped open, like, wow, this is amazing. And you're like, why are you sitting in here looking at me like that? Because you inspire me. So that's how I'm going to, you know, you're doing such great things. Let me show you how, you know, that this could just be so much better. You know, not so much better. That's a bad choice of words. How I can take you there. You know what I mean? How your kids can do this beyond your room, pretty much. So you're great. Let's keep it going. And I want to see it throughout the year. And when I have one or two, like I have a kindergarten teacher, she is just, I'm trying to sell everyone else on how fantastic she is because I see it. Like, she's a first year teacher. Give her time. You play off of what their strengths are. If she's super excited now, then let's just run with it. Let's take this teacher and she's putting out these interesting ideas. She wants to do these things. She wants to flip a kindergarten classroom. Let her. Let's do it. I don't even need, okay, yes, I should get approval, but I'm going to say yes. You know, like, I'm here to support you. I have your back. My hands are up. I won't let you fall. I know how you can do this, you know? And I think when people see that, then they're like, I want to do that too, you know. Show me this, you know. I hear a lot, they won't do that, you know. Oh, no, I don't know who you're going to find to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, let me just see. You know, I might literally fall flat on my face. They may all shut me out. But let me at least get up to see if they will. And every time this year that I have, they have.
Right.
Every time, you know, they've supported, and maybe they're some more supporting me, but I'm actually supporting them. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're supporting each other.
What about something you've read over the last maybe a year or two? Anything good that you've read in the educational space? Or
Yes. The 30 Goals Challenge by Shelley Terrell.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually planning on implementing this on my campus next year. For the teachers, I read it thinking it would be my own professional growth. Like, you know, I'm looking to be fed. That's what I say. Where can I be fed? I went to TCEA. I was sort of kind of fed. I was like, this is my first time. But it was just like ISTE, where I seen Todd. I was like, yeah, this is Todd. You know, I was excited to meet, you know, all these great people. But I was fed at ISTE. I had no clue what to experience there. I was fed there. TCA, I was like, okay, now maybe it's time for me to start giving back. Mm-hmm. And then South by Southwest EDU, the whole experience. I was fed everywhere I went, every conversation. I was a part of it. I was giving back. And I was regurgitating, I was taking in, I was breathing in new information. It was transformational. I was changing like every minute. I was learning something new. And then I went to the session on diversity of women in tech with Refrans and Corey and Shelley and Sarah. And I was blown away. I was like, I need more. Let's talk. And she was like, oh, well, meet me afterwards. I'm signing my book. And I was like, well, I guess I need to get your book. And, of course, it was right next door to where she was signing the book, so I bought the book. And she was like, well, let's just, you know, she's very calm and, you know, just let me know what you think. And I was, it was a page turner. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally. It's so some things that I can do, like I still, my challenge right now, one of her challenges is to write a letter to yourself, you know. I am, and I've seen someone else recently do this too. I'm getting ready to do that. I really think that's something to think about. And the other thing is, you know, this sentence has been in my head for the last couple weeks. Would you be in your own classroom? How would you feel if you were the student in your room? And reflect on that.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, and I thought about it, and I can honestly, truthfully say, I would be in there every day. My students, and I still call them my students, one of them got on me, seen me at my child's school. She's in middle school, and she was like, I can't believe you left. You said you would never leave. And I was like, time out. I'm the grown up. But she was, you know, like, kind of like holding me accountable. Like, you know, there's those connections you have with kids. So this challenge, I am definitely going to challenge my teachers. I have no clue. I'm praying about it daily. I have no clue how they're going to respond to the challenge.
Right.
But I'm hoping that they take on some of the goals.
So Shana, what do you do though when you're having a rough day? How do you recenter yourself and bring it all back into focus?
Honest to God, I scream. Not like a bad scream, but you know, like just, I just, oh my goodness. Especially when I'm in, it's like being in the middle of Manhattan and all these people are moving. I'm just like, I do that. I read. I pray. I go for a hike. You know, lately that has been centering. You know how you go for a hike and you just don't do anything?
Mm-hmm.
No. I go for a hike and I'm listening. I'm listening to Voxer chats. I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm actually in a hangout. Like, I had to tell somebody, I can't talk while I'm walking because I'm actually in the middle of
something. Yeah.
So my mind is constantly going. And I guess this summer, even with my super, super tight schedule, mm-hmm. I need to find times. Try to figure out how to shut it off.
Right.
I want to ask you guys, but I guess I'll do that afterwards. But like, how do you like?
It's hard to shut it off. Like yesterday, it's funny. Yesterday was the first day in months that I can remember where having one day where I did not have anything to do, whether it was with the podcast, with the grad school that I just wrapped up, with my own school, and of course today I'm like feeling sick. I'm like, you know, because your body just finally lets go,
yeah.
And it's like, I get sick. It's like every Memorial Day I get sick. Every Thanksgiving I get sick, and you're just constantly like, and then slam, you just hit a wall.
Right.
But, you know, I'll recuperate, and that's the way it'll be. But that, it happens. And Todd, he never shuts down, so I've never.
Well, no. See, but I take small moments. Like I take advantage of little moments because I have such bad ADD, ADHD that it's like I can't take a long moment because I'm going to go crazy.
Yes.
But my DVR is like my decompress.
Yes.
So I have at least one show a night that it's like, I don't care what's happening, what happened during the day, I don't care how late it is, before I'm going to bed, I'm going to watch this one show and do nothing else but pretend like this is the only thing that exists right now.
Yeah,
you know what? I can agree with you on that, and don't judge me, but Young and the Restless is my show.
You've been judged.
Every day. It's 37 minutes without commercials. Every day, even if it's super late, you're right. Young and the Restless. And I just said that to the world.
You're on official record now.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get into the last one. We always like to ask one of our guests, what's something you're really passionate about right now in education?
What am I really passionate about? And it is going to start, it's going to go full circle. My students. I am in the process, and I told my parents, I told the parents of my students that I would do this. I used to do these things called Sensational Saturdays and Sundays, where learning didn't end, and I tied it back to the teaks because I'm here in Texas. I would find things out in our community that we could attend. So if we were learning about animal adaptations, then we went to an auditorium, and we, you know, just different things everywhere. Well, I want to take them to space camp. Very ambitious in Huntsville. and the parents know that I want to do this. They know, I'm toying with it, or I'm going back and forth with it, because should it just be an event? Should it just be this one opportunity with these kids who are now in the fifth and sixth grade? Or do I actually turn this into something bigger where it is a year-round thing, where it's like a nonprofit?
Right.
Where even though I'm not a teacher assigned to a classroom, you know, with grades, but it's still learning beyond the walls of a classroom. Because I believe in that. That's how my classroom was run. When I, you know, my lessons, everything that we did, it was not just geared to this scope and sequence. It was, okay, what if, and I wonder, and we could, or how about, and then they would make suggestions and then be floored that I actually implement. Like, we're really going to Austin? Yes, we're going. We're going to find a way. We're really going, you know, like, we would take trips to the movies, and we would fill every seat, awesome. You know, on a Saturday morning. Flapjacks, all you can eat flapjacks. We would, you know, just, should this just be something? I'm really debating on how I can do this, because my schedule is kind of hectic, but I'm challenging myself to give these kids that opportunity, because some of them never get that opportunity.
And I love that. And I love that it's teaching them such a necessary skill that is not even academic at the same time either.
Right.
And so I think that's brilliant.
I'm going to keep, stay tuned. I'm going to be blogging about it. And just, like I said, I'm going to follow them, and it may be two or three trips a year, but I want them to be able to keep learning beyond.
When you do with these with the students, does the school fund any of this, or do they pay for themselves? Is that how it typically works?
We fundraise
for it too. Okay.
The parents, I make payment plans. We stretch it out. It could take a whole year, but you know, they find a way. And these parents, you know, you'll be surprised with kids who don't have much, they may eat two or three meals a day. You know, their parents want the best for them.
Sure.
So they come, you know, it bothers me when teachers say, these kids don't have this and they don't have that. Well, what are you, you know, does your job end at 3:30? Is there something else that you can do to make sure that these kids have that opportunity?
Right.
I know I have a life. I love my daughter. I love my baby. But wherever I go, she goes.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do it. She's learning. Every time I've gone somewhere, they go. You know, I see something. Hey, today is STEM Day. Did you know that? Hey, you want to meet me at the museum? They show up.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Remind.
Yep. Yeah.
They're still set. I mean, I set those classes up 2 years ago. The parents' numbers still work.
Oh, cool.
They got the message and they met me. You know, you mind if we bring extra kids? Bring them. I don't mind. You know, if you don't mind and you want to be there and you're supporting them, I'm supporting them, we can get it done. And that's a big thing. And I don't want to let it go. Yeah. I don't, you know, so that means it doesn't matter that I'm not in the classroom. I'm still their teacher.
Right.
And we are still we're going to go to space camp.
That's awesome. I want to go. I want to go with you guys.
I will let you know.
Shana, thanks so much for spending some time with us tonight. I really, really appreciate it. How can listeners connect with you?
You can connect with me on my website at glassviewoftechnology.weebly.com. You can connect with me on Twitter at svicglass, and all of my information is there.
Awesome. And you can connect with us at EduAllStarsHQ on Twitter. If you just do a Google search for EduAllStars, you can find everywhere we're at, including iTunes from the previous episodes.
And we encourage you to join us for our next episode as we interview Superintendent Brad McCaffrey. And don't forget to check out Miami Device by visiting miamidevice.org. Thanks again, Shana, and we hope you have a great evening.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for everybody. Yeah.